The Power of Henkel.
Welcome to all our listeners, both new and returning, to the Power of Henkel podcast. I'm Laura, your host, and today we are excited to introduce a new guest to the discussion. Milad Amin joins us. He's a Henkel application engineer, and we're going to address a subject today that we've touched on before, but not really fully explored. As electronic systems are becoming way more compact and component dense, a lot of new designs are now demanding dual function material capability. And so we're going to talk about that today, about meeting those demands. So Milad, thank you so much for bringing your expertise to our conversation.
Thank you, Laura. I'm really excited to be here and to dive into this important topic.
Yeah, me too. This should be a good one. In the electronic system design world, I mean, it's clearly no secret that across applications and industries, whether that's industrial, automotive, consumer, et cetera, electronic products are providing a lot more function in a lot smaller space. So in most cases, obviously, things are not getting any bigger, and they're certainly not getting any less functional. I mean, just look at a phone or a laptop or a power supply or whatever. And that, from a design perspective and then also an operational perspective, presents a couple of challenges. The first one is thermal control or heat dissipation, which we've talked a lot about on this podcast, because we know that heat can limit performance or even, in some cases, render a device completely inoperable if it gets too high. So the other, in addition to thermal control, is then how do you secure everything, all the components with different orientations and stuff in that very small space to make sure that the product is robust and that its lifetime is as long as it should be.
Exactly. That's definitely the case.
Yeah. So as you are aware, obviously we've discussed on this podcast many times before a variety of different thermal management materials and the considerations that, you know, come into play when you're figuring out which one to use for a specific application. So when you use a thermal interface material between a heat generating device, a component, and a cooling plate or a heat sink or a housing, whatever is acting as that heat sink, the thermal material has to be held in place in some way. Whether that's a gap pad or a liquid thermal material, a gel, whatever, the heatsink in most cases is generally attached in a mechanical way. So with a screw or a clip or whatever. But in some situations, that's not really at all practical. And that's why a thermal adhesive might be a solution you might want to consider. Could you explain to the listeners why that might be the case?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's right. In some situations, attaching a heatsink or a cooling component with the screws or clips isn't always practical, right? So one of the major reasons includes limited mechanical clearance between components and heatsinks or housings. For example, in compact electronic package designs like smartphones or wearables, there may be no physical room to accommodate a screw or even a clip. But thermal conductive adhesives allow a greater design flexibility here. Another key factor is reducing mechanical stress, especially in sensitive or high vibration environments like automotive electronics or aerospace. While materials like thermal pads, gap fitters, or phase change materials are still great options for many applications, they might not offer the same structural support that an adhesive can provide. By bonding components firmly, thermal conductive adhesives reduce the risk of shifting during operations, and this can enhance long-term reliability. Weight reduction is also an important consideration in industries like aerospace or wearables. Using adhesives instead of screws or clips can result in a lighter overall assembly, which is especially advantageous when weight is a critical design factor. In situations where speed and automation are priorities, thermal conductive adhesives shine. unlike traditional methods that rely on mechanical fasteners. Even in, let's say, manual applications, adhesives are often much faster to apply than mechanical fasteners like screws or clips, which require mainly precise alignment, insertion, and tightening. Adhesives streamline the process by eliminating these steps, and this reduces the overall assembly time. Also, for high-volume production, adhesives are even more valuable as they can easily be integrated into automated systems, allowing for rapid and consistent application. The use of adhesives can help automate production, speeding up the process and ensuring uniformity across large volumes. And lastly, inventory management becomes easier too. Instead of dealing with a variety of fasteners, clips, or screws in different sizes for different applications, manufacturers can just rely on a single adhesive solution that works for a range of components and form factors. And this streamlines their production process.
Well, that is certainly a lot to unpack. I mean, those are great reasons why you would use an adhesive. You've certainly answered the structural bonding portion of that for sure. And the option to use anything mechanical to secure a component to a cooling plate, it may not be feasible simply because the design won't allow it, as you so aptly pointed out, or in some cases it might be inefficient from a throughput perspective because you have to meet certain volume requirements. So an adhesive absolutely makes sense in all those situations, but you also need more capability than simply the structural bonding that an adhesive offers. So that's why you need the thermal control also.
Exactly. You need the adhesives to do more than simply hold components in place. So thermal conductive adhesives offer the structural bonding to keep the components securely attached, but they also provide the critical thermal conductivity, which is needed to transfer the heat away from sensitive components to a cooling plate or any kind of heat sink. And this dual functionality is a key advantage. For example, in high-performance electronics like power supplies, LED modules, or electric vehicle batteries, you need a material that can handle both mechanical bonding and efficient heat dissipation at the same time. And thermal conductive adhesives are formulated to deliver excellent thermal conductivity and a strong adhesion. This combination helps reduce the overall thermal resistance of the system, which allows heat to dissipate more effectively than if you were to use separate bonding and thermal interface materials. And also, let's not forget reliability in extreme conditions. These adhesives are designed to perform under thermal cycling, vibration, and even moisture exposure, making them perfect for extreme or harsh environments like automotive, aerospace, and industrial application. So overall, by choosing a thermal conductive adhesives, you're not just simplifying assembly, you're enhancing the overall thermal performance and long-term reliability of the system as well.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to me for sure. I mean, there's clearly, as you so appropriately pointed out here, there's a lot of reasons that you would use a thermally conductive adhesive. But like any thermal material or any material, really, there's a lot of things to consider. Certainly in this case, things like design, complexity and component orientation, mass production, et cetera, et cetera. But just like most thermal materials and adhesives also, there's usually a few different formats and some are better than others for certain applications. So could you explain what the formats are for thermally conductive adhesives and what the criteria might be for selecting them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. So at Henkel, we offer two types of thermal conductive adhesives, tapes and liquids. Adhesive tapes come in pressure sensitive or laminating formats. They provide both thermal conductivity and electrical isolation. They are great for decoupling materials with mismatched thermal expansion rates and bond instantly to surfaces. And over time, their bond strength increases with exposure to high temperatures. So you don't need to go for screws or fasteners. Typical applications include attaching heatsink to GPUs, motor control PCBs, and power converters. They are available in various formats like sheets and rolls, making them flexible for different designs. And liquid adhesives are forming place elastomers that act like a grease before curing and create strong bonds after curing. They are well suited for automatic application and filling gaps and bonding in environments with temperature extremes. These adhesives, marketed under the Liquibond name, also allow for various thicknesses and they provide a stress absorption. Applications like automotive electronics, telecom, and computer peripherals may especially benefit from these characteristics. But generally speaking, tapes and laminates are perfect for fast assembly and electrical isolations, while liquid adhesives are better for automation, gap filling, and flexible bonding in high stress environments.
Yeah, thank you for that explanation. I think that probably clarifies a lot of things for our listeners. And as is the case with any application or material selection, there are so many variables to consider, and there's always a balance, right? Between performance, processing, reliability, cost. You have to weigh all of those when making a decision. So I find often when we have these discussions that it's helpful for our listeners to have a few practical examples. So from your experience, I mean, you've clearly worked with these materials for a long time and talked with customers. What applications have you worked on specifically with customers where thermally conductive adhesives were the most appropriate choice?
Well, that's a very good point. We have many customers that use these materials, but a couple recent examples just come to my mind. One is in the LED lighting industry, where our bond ply was used to attach LED lighting strips to their housing, which plays the role of the heatsink. In this case, the customer needed a material that provided thermal conductivity and electrical isolation, while also being easy to apply in high volumes. Bond ply's pressure-sensitive adhesive made it possible to avoid using mechanical fasteners, which resulted in assembly throughput improvements and efficiency gains at the same time. The result was greater productivity and a more reliable product that excels the heat management. Another example is in electric vehicles or EV batteries, where Liquibond was used to bond battery modules to cooling plates. Here, the challenge was mainly managing heat while dealing with irregular surfaces and ensuring strong adhesion. So Liquibond's ability to conform to different shapes and its high thermal performance made it the perfect choice for this application. It provided both structural bonding and thermal conductivity, helping the EV battery systems perform reliably under high thermal stress.
Well, the material certainly seems super practical. I mean, they're cost effective, as you pointed out. They achieve multiple objectives. So listeners are probably asking, because I know I am right now, why would you not use a thermally conductive adhesive? I mean, they clearly seem to be the perfect solution. You can eliminate mechanical fasteners, simplify inventory, have more design leverage in many cases. So why not?
Yeah, like you said earlier, like we have discussed earlier, I mean, every application is different and there are so many considerations for thermal management materials. So yes, thermal adhesives seem like a universal solution, but they have limitations too. One key factor is reworkability. Once an adhesive is cured, it forms a permanent bond, which is great for long-term reliability, but makes reworking or repairing components much more difficult. Another thing to consider is cure time, for example. So for some thermal adhesives, we have this cure time. And while they need time to set and fully cure, materials like thermal pads can be applied instantly, speeding up the production process. Next, in terms of thermal performance, adhesives do a good job for managing heat, but for applications where heat dissipation is the absolute top priority, like in high power CPUs or GPUs, when you have a very high power density, specialized greases or phase change materials might offer better performance. There's also the matter of cost. High performance thermal adhesives can be more expensive than other materials, and in largest case production, even a small difference in cost per unit can add up quickly. In those cases, I would say pads or greases might be a more budget-friendly solution. And finally, applying thermal liquid adhesives often requires a specialized equipment or careful precision to avoid uneven layers or air entrapments. adding complexity to the process. So for simpler operations or smaller scale production, pads or tapes might be easier to handle. So overall, while thermal adhesives are an excellent solution in many situations, they're not always the best fit for every project. It's about finding the right balance for your specific needs, whether that's speed, thermal performance, cost, or let's say the ability to rework.
Yeah, thank you, Milad, for that explanation. And that's really actually the perfect segue to explain to our listeners why they should consider engaging with the Henkel experts, because it's not really just the company's broad portfolio of solutions, because there's many options from which to choose, but it's really the core value of the business and the people that work at Henkel to be sincerely called to help customers find the right solution. And in a lot of cases, that's a Henkel solution. And in some cases, it may not be.
That's true. That's true. If we want to understand customers' objectives across the entire product cycle, performance expectations to manufacturing, or cost requirements to results in application. So sometimes that's something we have in our portfolio and sometimes it's not, whether that's the format, the chemistry, or et cetera. It may mean we initiate a development project if the situation calls for that, or we direct them to where the solution may lie.
And I'm sure that's really refreshing for the people listening to hear and our customers too. And so sort of on that note, when we do think that the answer might be something that's in Henkel's portfolio, it's still a really complex evaluation process that involves validating material chemistries or formats in application. And we've already talked about the many, many formats of thermally conductive adhesives. Can you talk a little bit about the chemistries of the various adhesives that are thermally conductive? Because certainly different chemistries are going to be more appropriate for certain applications.
Of course. So in the Henkel portfolio currently, there are a variety of chemistries, including silicon, epoxy, and acrylic. And each type has its own strengths. And selecting the right one depends on factors like thermal performance, flexibility, environmental exposure, or processing requirements, as an example. So silicons, they offer excellent thermal stability and flexibility, and it makes them ideal, especially for applications which require high flexibility and temperature resistance. They are great for environments where there's a lot of thermal cycling because silicons can handle a wide temperature range, both very high and low, without degrading. Then epoxies are another popular option in our portfolio. They tend to offer higher bond strength in general than silicons, which makes them suitable for applications where structural integrity is key. And epoxies are often used in power electronics or industrial applications where the adhesive needs to withstand not only heat, but also chemical exposure and mechanical stress. Epoxies generally can be more rigid compared to silicones, so they're best suited for applications where flexibility is not a primary concern. So for customers looking for silicon-free solutions for silicon-sensitive applications, we offer acrylic-based adhesives, which are often used in sensitive electronics or optical devices where silicon outgassing might be a concern. These adhesives provide good thermal performance and are a great fit for clean room environments or other applications where contamination needs to be minimized. Finally, the choice of chemistry and format depends highly on the specific needs of the application, whether it's handling high temperatures, managing vibration, or ensuring strong mechanical bonding. The goal here is to optimize both thermal performance and durability by matching the right chemistry to the application.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot to consider. I mean, this conversation has certainly been very in-depth, and that's why, again, I will underscore that we always recommend speaking to a Henkel thermal materials expert to help guide and direct, you know, leading you to the right material for the job. I mean, it's really beyond looking at the TDS or a data sheet and really diving into the application specifics. And that's where the Henkel team comes in.
Exactly. That's true.
And finally, before we let you go, because this has been a great discussion with so much information, but before we sign off here, I always like to leverage the expertise of our podcast guests to talk about what's next. So what does the future look like? Where is the technology headed for thermally conductive adhesives? What developments are underway? And maybe even like what new applications do you see these materials addressing in the future?
Well, that's a very interesting topic. The future of thermally conductive adhesives is pretty exciting. I mean, I know it's where I spend a lot of my days, so I'm a bit biased here, but there are some notable developments happening with a clear trend towards adding more functionality into a single product. As industries evolve, especially with the growth of EVs, there's a demand for materials that don't just handle heat, but also provide a structural bonding, let's say electrical insulation, flame retardancy, and even vibration damping all in one. So EVs are a perfect example of how we've moved away from using gap fillers exclusively and are now integrating thermally conductive adhesives into more areas of the design. In EV battery packs, for instance, these materials are being used not only to transfer heat away from the cells, but also to bond battery components together. And this creates a more unified, efficient system. It's about reducing weight, simplifying assembly, and improving thermal management all at once. And this type of multifunctionality is where the industry is heading. Moreover, with the rise of automation, this adhesive class is being developed to work seamlessly with the robotic systems, ensuring precise application in mass production. Another key focus is sustainability, with efforts to create greener, more recyclable adhesives. So we're also seeing thermally conductive adhesives expand into areas like 5G infrastructure, data centers, and wearable tech, where managing heat efficiently in compact spaces is critical. So the future is really about multifunctionality, improved performance, and broader application.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. And I was actually going to reference, because you mentioned the EVs before, that's really interesting how, you know, gap fillers used to be the solution and now we've moved to thermally conductive adhesive. So that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I think with that insightful look into the future, we can probably call this podcast a wrap. And so again, Milad, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing your engineering expertise. And I'm sure our listeners look forward to following along in the developments in this area and appreciate you sharing all your knowledge on this topic. If our listeners need bonding and thermal control, they certainly know where to turn. So we're grateful for your time and your expertise.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Laura.
Of course. And thank you, as always, to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of The Power of Henkel. There is plenty of additional information on Henkel's website about the company's portfolio. So we invite you to go to henkel-adhesives.com, click on the Products tab and Thermal Management Materials. And we hope to meet you back here next time on The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel.